With us this morning is Senator Alphonse D'Amato, one of the greatest senators New York State has ever had, and he worked hard for all people. Senator, our country seems to have a lot of a mess. We got possible wars on our horizon. We got Israel. We got Ukraine. We got the economy, the interest rates. I looked at the computer on Friday, and the interest rates for a 30-year mortgage was 7.5. I mean,
believe that?
What's going on?
How can a working family buy a house today? And so what does that do to the construction business? What does that do for young families who want to own a part of America, who want to be a part of America? We are in decline. And why? We run up deficits. We made it hard. We drove the price of fuel up. We didn't have to. Fuel should be way down. But no, this guy, he stops the pipeline coming in from Canada. He makes Iran rich because they export oil all over the place. Incredible. Incredible what this guy Biden has done.
And
where do you think all the problems in the Middle East come from? Who finances it? Iran. Who provides the weapon systems? Iran. How do they do it? The money they get from the sale of oil. Because this incompetent president, Joe Biden, lifted the sanctions. Now, why would you do that? Were they cooperating? Were they being less warlike? No, just the opposite. I'm going to tell you, our country faces a disaster. And what do we have? We got incompetent Joe. He is totally incompetent. And let me tell you, if he gets reelected, this country is in tremendous trouble. He's afraid to take on the Iranians when he should have. We should have pushed through support for Israel. What are we going to do? We're going to let the Russians and Iran run the Middle East? We're going to destroy Israel? What the hell is wrong with us? This is incredible.
Senator,
we have an incompetent. And then let me tell you, I support Trump. Not because he's the greatest, because he's got a problem with his ego. All right? He's got to keep it under control. What he should be talking about is things that people can agree. He should say, this border should be closed. We cannot have millions of people from all over the world coming in. We can't have criminals coming in. We can't be clogging our cities, our streets, our communities, and costing the American taxpayers billions and billions of dollars and destroying communities. I will stop that. Let me tell you, if he stays on that message, he wins. And stop just making crazy, stupid attacks. Stay on that issue.
I will secure
the borders
and
the safety of our American citizens.
Iran, and I agree with you.
Yep.
And when President Biden tried to get the price of oil down, they used the Houthis, who are on Iran's payroll, to lock down the Red Sea and lock down the Suez Canal, that raised the price of oil back to $85 a barrel. I mean, by raising it to $85 a barrel, gasoline goes up, food prices go up, and inflation goes up, so interest rates go up, and our country is in a spin.
We are in a terrible situation. And I want to tell you, I don't say this as a Republican, and I know Joe Biden very, very well. He's deteriorated. He came to my wedding. All right? He came, you know, we had a friendship. My son and his son married first cousins. So, I mean, I know him well. Joe is not the old Joe. He has deteriorated. He's being run by a group of left-wingers, and he's become part of the conspiracy. Why would you want to cut down our production of energy? We should be the energy czars of the world. Why would you want to lift the sanctions against a crazy leader, the Iranian leader? He is horrible. He's anti-American. He's anti-democracy. He is, the guy's been in war. He's anti-Israel. I mean, and here he is basically protecting Iran. He wanted to make sure that Israel didn't respond too seriously. You know what Israel could have and should have done? Had Trump been in, he would have had them knock out Iran's nuclear capability. What the hell do we want? Do we really want them to go nuclear? What are we, nuts? Wake up, America. Now, that's what Trump should be talking about. Okay?
I agree with you.
The border, our security, and not being afraid to take on Iran.
And the FBI is warning us. The FBI is warning us that we got too many terrorists have entered the country.
They're coming into this country. You got thousands of Chinese. We don't even know how many of them are coming over with the help of the communist government. You think you get out of China just like you just walk out? Come on, wake up. And that's what's taking place. Tens of thousands of Chinese coming in here. I mean, and we got, and let me tell you this. You've got hardworking minorities whose families have been in this country. They're just beginning to make it. They're laborers. They're at the bottom of the thing, working themselves up. They're losing their jobs. Why? The immigrants who come in and undercut them, who get paid off the payroll. So the people employ them. And what happens? Hardworking at the lower level, American laborers, et cetera, lose their jobs. This is crazy. It's American citizens. We're being punished. Got to stop.
Senator D'Amato, have a great weekend. We're out of time, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Good being with you, John. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.